And up next on Free Radio Santa Cruz at this Thursday show, it's Bathrop Spears Broadsides, October 16th, shorty show. Well, it's kind of a longer shorty show, but it is a flashback. It's a flashback to May 20th, 2012, 13 years ago. And it also contains a second segment, which I will be describing, but it's from an unknown time, probably sometime in the months before 2012, but I haven't yet been able to place it. It must have been during the Santa Cruz 11 fiasco when the city attempted to terrorize activists by threatening them with years and years in jail on phony felony charges. None of which were really convicted by jury trial. A couple pled, but most of us toughed it out. Those of us who just got really tired and exhausted, and perhaps financially exhausted, after some people said it, I was one of those folks who was in that group that were able to have charges dropped by hanging tough and saying, no, no, we want more discovery. Yes, we want to know where's your evidence, etc., that we were been informed it was a trespass situation and so forth. And where's the evidence that we conspired to trespass, that sort of thing. This has had to do with the river, the Wells Fargo Bank on the corner of 75 River Street, which was vacant at the time, but which was taken over during the Occupy movement in, I guess, in November of 2011, and held for 3 days and then peacefully evacuated, though I guess with some graffitiing inside and some vandalism. The people that actually did the vandalism were never charged, never apprehended. The police chose not to engage in a confrontation, which I thought was, frankly, a rather wise thing to do. But if it was all part of a plan to go after other activists that they didn't like for other reasons later, then that was not such a... wouldn't be so appropriate for me to be so charitable toward the police and the DA on that. Here's our theme song, and then I'll get back to you with more details. We're going to take that again, and we have sound problems because of speaker connection, but I think you'll get the idea.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me mad. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
And it sounds like someone has gagged the singer, or they're singing behind, I don't know, a sound wall or something. But my apologies for that. And you regular listeners know what the song sounds like anyway, so forgive us, if you will, and we'll proceed. I believe this is a Sunday show, a longer show, which is usually preceded by troublesome Thomas Levitt, who did a thing called the wake-up call at that time. And I was ill coming out of a hospital, and at that time there was some surgery planned for me, but luckily that never came off, and I did okay. But I was recuperating, and so he was doing my show for me, and I did call in and have a lengthy dialogue with him on the city council's latest anti-homeless antics, and also the the sad state of the homeless services center and what is now funding matters or housing matters, as they call it. But then it was called the Homeless Services Center, and it was under the leadership, might be a little generous, Führership, directorship. The person who was running it and was responsible for the misuse of it was Monica Martinez, who has now graduated to a higher level of misuse, having climbed the ladder to Encompass and now into the Board of Supervisors in 2025. But at this point, she was the boss of the homeless, well, I called it the Lack of Services Center. And he and I, as I say, Thomas and I, discuss this at some length. And we also discuss the various items coming up on the shitty council, as I call the city council, because of their treatment of homeless people. The specifics coming up, particularly about increasing police powers to snoop into hotel residency lists and other things as well, which you'll discover if you listen to more of this. Finally, there's a longer segment that, again, I can't quite place because I think it was played by Thomas at my request at that time, but I don't think he announced what show it was from, or he didn't read, or I didn't say. In any case, this is a dialogue between myself, my attorney in my case, defending me from the district attorney's attempt to put us all in jail for 7 years, or I should say at least to threaten us with that and get us to plead guilty to some lesser charge. David Beauvais was the name of the attorney, as you would know if you're listening to these netcasts over periods of time. He was a specialist in CPS cases where he defended mothers who were trying to extract their children from CPS after abuse by CPS. And we have a long discussion with that, with a woman named Elizabeth whose two children were taken. And we also talk with Beauvais about the significance of the latest activities in the Santa Cruz 11 case, since he was my attorney in that case. And there's also a conversation I had with DA Bob Lee about his prosecution of other homeless activists like Linda LeMaster, Ed Fry, attorney and activist, and Gary Johnson, ground zero Gary, as I called him, who were being charged with unlawful lodging, 647E, a state code for which you could get, I guess you could get a year in jail, and maybe more, I don't know, but certainly that was a possibility, and we talk about that. And you get to listen about that if you'd like, and here it is.